Let's get started. It is coaching time, and I am so lucky to be with you all today on this wonderful holiday, like we just mentioned. And we're going to have some fun. We're going to have a lot of fun today. Tonight is entrepreneurship night. Scott could not be here, so he asked me to jump in and fill in, and I am happy to oblige. I love being with you guys. And as I remember, I'm going to go not to the last meeting. I think Braden and Cindy were just telling me earlier that the last meeting was, and we broadcast an opportunity meeting. So I don't exactly remember what happened in that. But those opportunity meetings, the way Scott's shaping them, I'm loving it because it's getting us into the product. And I think that's the big part. And so tonight I've got some fun things to share in our opportunity meeting. And you may or may not know about these things, but it's pieces that I'm absolutely in love with. So we'll get into that later. But I'm going to fall back to last Thursday's coaching, which was on, as I believe, on the call to action close. Is that right? Anybody willing to tell me if I was right on that or not?
It could be. We got in late on that one. We didn't.
Okay. And it's been a whole week ago too. So, but look, here's the idea. If you think about Griffin Hill's system, oh, we had Jonna for a second, we lost her. Hopefully, she'll get back on. But if you think about the Griffin Hill system and the way that that works, you know, you've got case open, needs audit, solution presentation, adapted solution, closing interactions, fulfillment, follow-up, whatever. And we talked about, when I was at a coaching session, we talked about, really, we're probably not going to do too much of this or this. Maybe so, but we're not going to worry too much about those play sets in sixth dimension. We're really going to focus in on these areas. And then Scott detailed out here the solution presentation. So in solution presentation, we have transition in terms of a benefit. We have, after that, we have proposal, which has method, feature advantage, benefit proof, statement of work and deliverables, and mutual expectations. So that's our proposal. But then we get into service levels and pricing, and that's why we added in that $60, because we felt like We needed some choices here, not just the 180, but an opportunity to get other people in. So we added that $60 to help you out in this service levels and pricing section. But then we get into the call to action close. And that's what I believe last Thursday we talked about, is that call to action close. And I'll just kind of give you a little refresher, and then we'll jump into the new pieces of what we want to talk about. But the call to action close has three steps. The first step in the call to action close is a question. And that question looks something like this. Before we move forward, what questions do you have? Right? So that's the idea. It's this idea that, hey, we're moving forward, but before we get there, what questions do you have, right? So allows them to have some time to talk. Then after that question, then we move back into a summary of benefits. Right? So now we're going to say, okay, remember, here's all the things that are included in sixth dimension, and the things that I've absolutely loved and other users have loved about sixth dimension. Then we go into our strong recommendation. My recommendation is that we choose, in your situation, the $60 might be perfect, or the $180. But here's the idea. Sometimes either we're not ready, or sometimes they're not ready to make a commitment to move forward. And so tonight we're going to be talking about some options of what our recommendations could be. So this is really where we're going to spend is on this recommendations. But before we get there, I wanted to tell this little story. One of my favorite authors is Malcolm Gladwell. Has anybody read anything from Malcolm Gladwell? Anybody know who Malcolm Gladwell is?
Yes, but I haven't read anything of his.
Okay, perfect.
Braden does.
Braden does?
He said he knows.
He knows.
I know who Malcolm Gladwell is.
Oh, have you read some of his stuff, Brayden?
I've read Cliff Note versions of a few, and I've had conversations about others.
Okay, perfect. So Malcolm Gladwell, he writes for the New Yorker, great author, great publisher, and sometimes takes some of those things and puts them into books and creates books out of them and has some phenomenal books. Anything Malcolm Gladwell has written, I just devour. I absolutely love it. And the reason why is a lot of it is embedded back into science. It kind of does some similar things that we do at Griffin Hill of, hey, here's some studies that have happened in kind of the psychology world, which means this is, you know, you can make some good inferences for that into our own life. And so I love his books. There's this one book, I believe it's called What the Dog Saw. And there's a chapter in that which is called The Pitchman. Now, John and Cammie, I know you've got to know this guy. Do you know anything about Ron Popeil?
I don't. What is his name again?
Ron Popeil, Ronco, Vegematic, Pocket Fisherman, GLH.
He's an inventor.
He's a pitchman. Yeah, he's an inventor. And then not only is he an inventor, now he has a passion for his product. So he's a pitchman. So if you ever have seen any of those late night TV infomercials, Ron Popeil was often on those late night infomercials, but he also invented those products. So you may have seen this one, GLH. This was my favorite. GLH is called Great Looking Hair, but they just use that acronym. And the idea is it's hair in an aerosol spray can. So you shake it up and then you spray, right? You spray your hair and you comb at the same time. And you see hair. Has anybody seen that one? John, are you with us? Are you really with us now?
Yeah, John should be there, I think. I've seen that.
Yeah, I've seen that. That's Ron Popeil. That's Ron Coe.
Okay.
And look, it's so great. He just has a passion for his products. And I think that's often what Scott is trying to say. Be a product of the product. And as we have a passion for our product, you don't have to worry about every single step in here. Sometimes that gets overwhelming, especially when we first start. But when we have a passion for our product, then we have natural and normal conversations about why Sixth Dimension has been such an influence or impact in my life. And those normal and natural conversations are so powerful and leads us into this call to action. So let me share one of the stories in the pitchman. So as he's talking, Malcolm Gladwell is actually interviewing Ron Popeil, and he starts to ask him some questions. And Ron Popeil starts to go into the story about the Vegematic. And the Vegematic, I don't know what this even looks like, but it chopped vegetables. And, you know, it was supposed to make chopping vegetables super easy. And so one day, I picture it kind of like a Costco environment. So here you are in Costco, and you've seen the BlendTec guys, right? And the crowds that start to form around these BlendTec guys, and they're pitching BlendTec. Well, that's kind of this environment that Ron Popeil had taken some new hires, some new employees. And they were up there demonstrating the Vegematic. And he said, man, those vegetables were looking beautiful. And everybody was there, and they were all gathered around. But these guys couldn't close any business. And so Ron Popeil steps up, kicks them out, and takes over and says, okay, here we go. And does his case open, his needs audit, and then asks for the business. And he said, he gave the number. This is X amount of dollars, how much I sold that day. And Malcolm Gladwell asked him, well, what was the difference? Why couldn't those guys sell the product and why could you? And Ron Popeil comes back to this and he says, it's easy. It's because I was willing to ask for the business. So I love that piece as we think about this call to action close. We have to be willing to ask for the business. We shouldn't be shy about sharing about sixth dimension and then sharing some solution presentation around sixth dimension and then asking for that to move forward, to become a member. But sometimes they're not ready. And sometimes the situation isn't right for us to say, hey, are you ready to buy? Pull your credit card out. And so the idea with call to action close is when we get to this piece, the ask piece, the recommendation, we should make a recommendation based on the circumstances at that time. And what is the biggest commitment we can ask them to make under those circumstances at that time? That's what the recommendation should be. And here's the great thing. In sixth dimension, there's so many recommendations. So let's think about, let's just play with some of them. Let me share one of mine, and then I'll have you guys jump in and think about some of the things that you like about sixth dimension and how you can make some recommendations around it. So one of my favorite things from day one of sixth dimension was the phone coach. I loved it. I was passionate about it. I still am. And I've finished my old goal, my kind of debut goal, which was actually the end of a really, really big, big goal. It was kind of that last portion of it. And now I'm on to my next goal. And so I've updated my phone coach, and I love getting those calls. And it's something I have passion about. And so as I'm sharing those pieces about the phone coach, here's some things that I could do in going into a recommendation. So let's think about phone coach. In order to get phone coach set up, what are some things I need to know about phone coach? What are some things we need? Cammy, what are some things we need inside of phone coach?
Well, you go into the achievement hub, so you need to know where to go to get it set up. I guess that's what you're asking.
Okay, we need to know where to go, right?
Right.
Perfect. Okay, so we need to know where to go. So now what are the next things? When we know where to go, what are the next things we need to do?
Well, then you can either choose to put your goal down or there's a script there. So actually I'm trying to think of the next step. It's been a while. You choose who it wants to go to. You can it's either your message that you want to send to them, or it's the people that you want to go and the times that you want them to have their recorded call come to you. Then phone coach kind of takes care of the rest of it. They send out the invitation through an email.
Perfect. Yeah, so phone coach now will send out, okay, to the mentors, hey, I need you to, I'm trying to work on this really cool goal. I would love your help. Could you leave me a message, right? So now phone coach takes over. That's great. Look, this is perfect. So think about it. We need to know where to go, but then we need to know our goal. What is it we're trying to accomplish? And along with that, what are some tasks, right? That's also a piece that's included in that goal. What are some tasks we're willing to do to accomplish that goal? So those are some critical pieces. Then we got to know, who is it we care about? Who do we care about, and who cares about us enough to be able to leave us a message on this phone coach? Cammy, I love the way you describe that. And look, that might be our recommendation might be an ask of, okay, what is it you're trying to work on? What's your goal in your life at this stage right now? What are some things that you're trying to accomplish? And that's a great get at this and recommendation. Look, we can start the process of getting a phone coach set up for you. But talk to me, what is your goal? What are you trying to accomplish? And based on that, what are some tasks you're willing to commit to so that you can achieve that goal? And who are the 3 to 5 people that would be good mentors as it relates to that goal or in general in your life? And we can be helping. We can be writing those down. Okay, this was your goal right here, whatever it is. And here are the mentors, number 1, number 2, and number 3. And when would you like those phone calls? When would be a good time? You know, the Evans had one of their friends who he was working on exercising, getting up in the morning early. And so, okay, I need this to come out at this time, and this time, and this time. Every day in those mornings, I need that call to get me out of bed. So now all of a sudden, we're one step through here. And perfect. Now, we've got your phone coach set up now. Annie, good to see you. Welcome. We've got your phone coach set up now. And now it's all we need to do now is grab your credit card and we can put this in play. It's ready to go. So that's one of the things from a piece I love and I'm passionate about around Sixth Dimension. And I can be sharing the benefits of from straight from case open all the way into solution presentation. And when we get to this piece, I can start to ask good questions about that. So that's one area. Now, let's start with you. Let's kind of take this to you guys. What pieces of Sixth Dimension are you passionate about? Anybody willing to share one of those, John or Cammie?
The high performance journals.
Okay, perfect. High performance journals, right? So the high performance journal. Okay, John, what do you like about the high performance journal?
I like it because I love to type in and see my goals and things that I write in, and rather than writing with a pencil or pen, because I'm a left-hander and it smears. And then secondly is that that's one of my goals is to do that daily, and I break it up to having a journal for my coachings for Tuesday and Thursdays, then I have a journal for gratitude, and then I have a journal for Sundays for once a week that I do more on the spiritual aspects. But it's there to just reflect and see how you're progressing, and it forces you to review as you see it in front of you in print as you go from week to week. That's what I like. It keeps you on track.
Look, I love what you just described. One of the features of High Performance Journal is you can set up as many journals as you want, and it keeps it organized. Yes. That might be the recommendation. Look, if you were thinking in your life, what different journals would you have, right? That might be a great recommendation. John, any other recommendations you think you might be able to make around High Performance Journal? At this piece right here, to some of the people you're working with?
Well, yeah, it just accountability, I guess, is a good answer. That helps them be accountable.
Okay, perfect. Another piece right there. Hey, let's get some accountability. So accountability happens naturally, but it's almost the same piece. What mentors do you want? I want to be a mentor. John, you could even use that. I want to be one of your mentors. But what other mentors could you have to make sure that you're achieving those goals from the high performance? I love that one. Perfect. Great example. Okay, what's another feature or advantage that you guys like? Maybe we'll go to the Evans or Annie. If you can unmute, that'd be great to have you. Are you able to unmute? No? Okay, from the Evan. Oh, there we go.
I think I got it.
Yes, we got you, Annie. Awesome.
Yeah.
What's one thing you like about Sixth Dimension?
Well, I like the recordings that you put on that are available for everybody. I think there should be more of those.
Okay, perfect. The recordings, look, they're abundant. And I don't know if you heard last time, we just released a new feature on those recordings, Annie, where you don't have to watch it. You can go in and play the audio, and I think we even allow you to download that audio so you can put it into whatever device you're using and be able to listen to it on the road or on your run or wherever you're at. So Annie, I love that one. As you think about that, what are ways that you can be using that as the next step, as a recommendation of, hey, let's do this? Annie, what thoughts do you have about some of those recordings?
If I can get out, there we go. Well, like you said, just being downloading them and being able to use them. I'm laying around a lot, so it's uplifting to have those reminders, you know, of moving forward in life, no matter what situation you're in. And I've found friends have gotten quite a bit out of listening to those, watching those free ones.
Perfect. Yeah. And that's what I was thinking. Exactly. I'm glad you mentioned that. Look, we have that whole free academy, right? The non-paid academy side. We've got that whole academy. And if that's a feature you like and you can get passionate about, man, when you get to that recommendation, that might be the right recommendation for them. Hey, I love the content. I love the way that this makes me think differently about things. It drives my thoughts in a way that I've never experienced before. Come watch one of these with me. Or let's get you registered for this free academy, right? Annie, I love that one. Nice takeaway. Great, great job pushing that through. Evans, what about from you guys? What are some of the things you like about the Griffin Hill system or Six Dimension product?
Yeah, I like, I think my favorite thing from the very beginning is the idea of my potential and actually tapping into that. And being reminded of that through coachings and, I mean, all the ways that we've already talked about. But the other thing I was going to mention is we just had a opportunity meeting on Saturday. And it was, he kind of talked about it a little bit last time, but he talked about the making it more of an experience. Basically, instead of doing an opportunity meeting where he walks through what it is, we sat down and we talked about health. And it was just so delightful to have all of us just talk, and they were asking us questions. So I loved that, kind of switching gears to the new way to invite people, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And in fact, I think, Scott reported to me, and maybe I heard this wrong, that one of the people you've been working with from the very beginning kind of came reluctantly, but the engagement was, hey, if this is what Sixth Dimension is, I'm in. Is that, did I hear that right?
Yeah, so yeah, somebody that was super reluctant to come was just really excited instead of focusing on all of the, like, building the business, which she doesn't have time to do, and all of these other things. She just totally enjoyed the meeting and loved it, you know?
Yeah. Awesome. So that content, the learning, kind of what Annie was saying, but now think about it from the opportunity standpoint. What are the opportunity meetings that we can either be creating ourselves and maybe inviting a Six Dimension member or corporate person, or what opportunity meetings can we drive ourselves? Sydney, I love the way that you're thinking about that. Those opportunity meetings can become a great next recommendation. I think one that we even talked about last week. So those are all great things that we can be using. And they're endless. And they get more rich every day. We're adding, I think in the next 6 months, we will be adding 3 new courses. Is that right? Yeah, I think we're adding 3 new courses inside of Six Dimension over the next 6 months. The resource library, this learning in each dimension is just getting more and more rich. So I love that. That was a good takeaway. Okay, perfect. We're going to break now, and then we'll jump back in about 5 minutes into the opportunity side. And like I mentioned, I'm going to pull one of my new exciting discoveries from Sixth Dimension, and I'm gonna walk that through with you guys. And maybe we can even demonstrate some of this into that piece of our opportunity meeting today. So if you've got people in your homes, that's great. Grab them together. We'll get back together in about 5 minutes or so. Good to be with you. Hang on. May the 4th be with you. We'll be back. If you guys are at your house and you're still chatting, that's great. Keep doing that. But right now, if there's any questions about Sixth Dimension, the product, the questions about navigation or whatever, I'm here and I can answer those. So feel free to jump on and ask your question. The other thing I want you guys to be, John, Cammie, you got one?
Yeah, well, just real quick, did that get fixed on the, when we go in to sign someone up? And we, as a new person, it usually showed our name as a sponsor, and then lately it didn't show that. Is that going to be back to our name, or we just have to fill it out anyway and then call you and make sure you know where to put it under in our downline?
Yeah, really, really, really good question, John. I'm not quite sure what happened. And we will get that updated again. But as long as, let me share my screen. You tell me when it comes up. As long as your name, when you go to that site, shows up in the URL, should be sharing now. Do you see that? I'm just going to assume yes.
No, it's not showed up yet.
Okay.
There it is.
Okay.
There it is.
So as long as your name shows up here, when you go over to this, it's good. And then what we'll try and be better. Are you getting emails when people sign up under you, John? We may have shut that feature off.
I don't think so. I don't think okay. We get emails. But we got one. We did this last time because we had a question about it. So we specifically went in and asked Sarah and Kathy on the last ones we signed up just to make sure. So they emailed us back that was taken care of. But I think that's the only one.
Okay.
From the beginning.
So we'll make sure we get that added back in. Honestly, there's a lot of other things in our queue to get fixed before that we get to this. So it might be a little bit. But we've had some other people asking about that too. So that's a really good question. And the answer is, as long as when you get to the website, it shows your name at the top, then you're good. It will go under you. So no, don't stress about that. And if you want to call in right after and verify that went under you, that's totally, totally great. We'll check that. The other way you can check this, there's still a little bit buggy on this backside, but if you go to, I think it's control panel. I'm gonna mess it up. I don't have it logged in. I'm not logged in. Oops, control. I can't remember what it is. There is a back room and you can see people flow in through that. And once we get to a little better state in that, we'll go through a whole demo of how you can see the people under you and all that. And if you want me to, I'll dive into that. Well, let's just find this because this is a really good question. Give me 2 seconds.
Are you talking about the dashboard?
Yeah. You know how to get in there?
Yeah, we know how to get in the dashboard. We can see our downline and the levels.
Okay,
that's
perfect.
Fine.
So right after you sign them up, it should show up in that. Like it should be instant.
Okay.
So if you have questions, log in, and if they're not there, then call us and we'll get it fixed.
Gotcha.
But we do plan, that is in our queue to get fixed. So thanks for asking about that. And I wish that could be a little faster. There's just so much going on right now. It's pretty exciting. There's some really, really fun things. New stuff every day. I mean, it's kind of crazy. So in fact, that's where I'm going to go on this next half. But before I get there, look, I don't want you to forget. Do you all know about our coaching session on, I believe it's the 16th, Tuesday night, on May 16th? That will be here. That will look more like an opportunity meet. Well, what our new opportunity meetings are going to look like. That whole hour will be a coaching on our tool. It's called CPI. On our Griffin Hill side, we offer that. So the sixth dimension users are getting that. And Scott's been super kind about it. It's not just for sixth dimension users. If you have people in your pipeline that you want to bring to this, this is a great theory about the communication between spouses, about the communication between parent and child, about the communication. I mean, you could even go upstream about you and your parent, if you have some of those, everybody has some of those. That was really stupid. You can all laugh at me now. But that's the idea. This will be a great opportunity for you to bring other people in, and hopefully we can fill this place up. If it gets too big, we'll move to a different location. Right now, it will be here at the Griffin Hill offices. And we'll still do that through Skype. So if you're far away, if you're in Vegas or wherever, you can still Skype into that meeting as well. But if you're local, if you're close, come grab your friends, bring them here. But We'll be sending an email out soon so you can get in. You need to take the CPI first. And if you're on right now in the coaching session, this is how you do it. You go to cpi-survey.griffinhillconsulting.com. And like I mentioned, we'll send an email out to you guys either tomorrow or early next week that will have that information in it. When you get to that URL, use the password 6D, and that will get you in to be able to take the survey. But get your friends, get your family, get people in your pipeline. It's going to be fun, and Scott is brilliant at presenting on this. So it's a powerful, instructive session, and it's going to be great. It's going to be really fun.
I have a quick question about that, Cam.
Yeah.
So I went in and took my test already, and I just got the numbers.
Perfect.
Well, I don't think they got emailed to me, but I remember them. But does everybody else need to write those down and remember them? Or is there a way that they'll be sent to them or something, you know?
Yeah, really good question. We have those results. They stay on our side. So as long as you've put your name in, that's great. Look, and I know Scott mentioned, I think last week he mentioned, if you've got children and you want them to take it, that's great. Now, sometimes your children are too young to take it themselves. Evans, I know you guys have a couple of those. If you want to take it, that's great. And I would suggest each spouse takes it. And I think that's what Scott was saying. But indicate which spouse it is. So if it's Hazel and Sydney took it, let us know that as you're filling out the information in their names. So that way we can, does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, perfect. Or at least remember the order, then we can sort it out who was who. So
you're saying, Cameron, that I took it myself, and I just wrote down, recorded it myself. It was just at the end, it just showed four areas: logic, order, emotion, and vision, and
yep,
a number behind that. And so, but you have that then, it's recorded on your computers out there, that it showed me taking it, my name, and all that?
Yeah, so we do have it, but bring that with you. Bring it with you, and that will make it a little smoother as you come in. But yeah, so bring your scores with you if you remember to, and if you forget, we'll be able to pull it out.
Okay.
Yeah. And those are fun, man. They're so fun. That's one of my favorite theory days. And it's not cheap. This is a really big give for Scott to be willing to do this. So it's awesome. Okay, perfect. Look, I'm in the Achievement Hub, and you've probably seen this for some time now. We did send an email out announcing that it was available, and one of our instructional designers created it, and I had walked through it early on, but honestly, as I told you, I just finished one of my last goals, and so I was getting started on my next goal, and I thought, I'm going to go try this Goal Wizard, because I know Todd has just done so much work on it and just released it, and I, you know, kind of like, I'll be nice to Todd. And then I clicked the button, and I got into my goals, and I saw, okay, here's your progress in progress goals, and here's your completed goals. And then I saw the plus, I can add a quick goal here if I know how to do that. Or it says, hey, if you want, use this Goal Wizard. Have any of you used this Goal Wizard yet?
I have.
Johnny, you have? What did you think about it?
I thought it was amazing.
Why was it so amazing for you?
Well, it's been a while since I did it, but because it was so instructive, and Todd had told me, now I haven't, like I said, I haven't done it lately, but when I did, everything was written. All the steps were written. There's maybe like a small paragraph telling you what to do, and it just guided you through the whole thing. I didn't have any questions at all. I totally was able to understand what the instructions were explaining. And when I was done, I had a goal. And that was huge for me, because I don't ever do goals.
Isn't that phenomenal? And not just a goal, right, Jonna? This is a what kind of goal?
It was a smarter goal.
It's a smarter goal. Look, we're really good at creating goals in our life. But oftentimes we miss the little nuances about goal setting, and so that goal doesn't go anywhere. And it's not, and the types of activities that we set to accomplish that goal are not even the right type of activity. So we're just kind of always never hitting, we're in the wrong direction. We're off in the wrong direction. We're trying to get to point A and we end up in point B because our tasks don't align with our goal. John and Cammie, I saw you unmute yourself as well. Have you guys looked at this goal wizard?
Yeah.
Yes, and we've I put one goal in myself.
I
and Cammie has two, she said.
Awesome. Look, this is, again, one of my other favorite theory days that we talk about is goal setting. And I remember, so I've worked at Griffin Hill. Man, I'm over 8 years now at Griffin Hill. And I remember early on working at Griffin Hill, going through my first goal setting theory day. And I was like, holy cow, this is so great. I'm going to step into my office and I'm going to set my goals. And as I was going through this, man, I got lost in the process because it's a process. It takes time. It's hard. But just like John experienced this time when I was like, okay, I've got to jump into my new goal. And I click this goal wizard button, all of a sudden I get step-by-step instruction. I'm at step 1 of 14. And here on this page, all I need to do is just talk about what I'm interested in. So I'll just make up something. Here's all the things that I think about my life. And here's the things that are going well. Here's some things in the health dimension that I'm excited about. Here's some whatever it might be, right? We just chat. It's just a brainstorm. Here's all the things that are going on and some areas in my life that I'm particularly feeling like I should be focused in on. And all of these are great questions to help you to kind of think about some of those pieces. And then based on this reflection and writing, now we can come up with a goal. And it might be, I don't know, I'll just pretend like we're typing something. Whatever it might be, right? So I think in one of mine, it was about my personal finances, right? So I think for me, one of mine was, here's my personal finance. I'm working on my personal finances. Well, that falls under the industry dimension, right? So I select that dimension. I hit save and continue. And now it's starting to talk to me about, okay, this is great. Now, we have heard of SMART goals, but we at Sixth Dimension, Griffin Hill, we take you to smarter goals. So now we're going to make sure that this goal is the right kind of goal. And so we give you some more instruction here about how to make sure we're living in a smarter way through smarter goals. And here's the goal you've set, okay? And what's the highest end of this? If we accomplish this, what would this look like? And what's the higher end? So it's going to step by step, and again, these aren't required here, but it's going to step by step help us to identify if this is our goal, is this the right kind of goal? Based on a smarter goal, are we at the right goal? And do we need to adjust our goal? And should we be adding a new type? What type of activity should we be adding? What type of activity will help us to achieve this goal? So again, I'm just making stuff up, but here we go. So now that I've got my goal and the type of activity, based on this activity, how often should I be doing this? So what's my frequency of this activity going to be? So my personal finance, if I'm trying to... Matt, I could be trying to save weekly or biweekly. Every time I get a check, maybe I'm trying to save a certain percentage. So I'm going to do this 2 times per month, right? Okay. And let us know if stuff like this happens. Oh, I just found a bug. Apparently, you can only do day or week. That's good to know. Okay. So I'm going to do this 2 times per week. And I'm going to hit save and continue. And now now it says, okay, here's your goal, here's your type of activity, and this is how frequent you need to do this type of activity. And now it's going to ask, does this have measurable, can we actually measure this numerically? Well, yes, we can. Okay. So I'm going to measure my intensity. Well, how do I measure my intensity with finance? I don't know, right? But if it does, then I can identify how much my intensity is. So, for example, bike riding is easiest. Scott just took me on a bike ride before I came in here, and he destroyed me. So you think I'm young and he's old. I think he's younger than me. But anyway, okay, so if I'm going to go 10 miles per hour, right, I just put that in there, and now I can save and continue. So now I'm getting intensity, I'm getting frequency, intensity, and now it's asking about duration. So again, if we go back to this bike riding piece, well, I'm going to do this for 30 minutes, and it's going to ask us hours, minutes, seconds, days, weeks, what is it? So I'm going to do it for 30 minutes every time I do this, two times per week. Okay, save and continue. And now I've got my goal, my type of activity with the frequency, duration, and intensity, all of it right there. And I hit save and continue. And so now it's going to ask about goal ranges. So each step by step, this just changed my whole goal setting, even though I knew smarter goals. I knew this because I've lived this for 8 years. But now all of a sudden, what it used to take me hours to do, it took me about 20 to 30 minutes to come up with a really, really good goal. And now from the smarter goals, so now it's going to ask me, okay, what's my range goal here? Yes, it should. In this case, it does have a numeric range. I'm going to bike, like I mentioned, 2 to 5 times per week, right? So in my activity, I did my low end, and now I'm going to put my range goal in. And range goals are what we want. And now it's going to ask again about the frequency. So, hey, turn your frequency into goal range. Okay, so my 2 to 5, just like I mentioned. How in my intensity? Okay, so 10 was my low end, but I'd really love to get to 20 miles per hour. That would be great. That would be best of all worlds. And what about my duration? Let's put that into a goal range. Okay, that means I want to go from 30 to 60 minutes. Each time I go, and then I save and continue. And now, is this attainable? It's going to ask you some good questions to see, hey, can we really do this, or do we need to adjust this? And what we want to know is our low end, can we do this 2 times a day or 2 times a week, or is that just too much? Do we really need to adjust that? Yes, that I can definitely achieve that low end quickly. So I save and continue. Same thing on these pieces. Is my goal meaningful? Yeah, it's meaningful. Is the activity connected to my end goal? Yeah, that activity is connected to my end goal of being healthier, if that was what it was. Okay. The other thing is, if you select no, now it's going to say, okay, it's not the right type of goal, or it's not the right type of activity. Let's adjust some things. So all through this process, it's making sure we're creating smarter goals. And then it's going to ask for a deadline. Well, I'm going to start today, and I want to be able to finish this biking thing. I've got a triathlon, so I want to be able to do this, and my triathlon is on June 14th. And we save and continue. And how often will you do daily evaluations, or when will you do them? I'll do them 7 a.m. daily. And right now it's forcing you to do Sundays. We know about this one. We'll fix that one soon. But the idea is, this really got to be through the end of the week, because we're going to go by calendar days. And then I'm going to do my weekly evaluation on Sundays at 7 a.m., save and continue. And now it's going to kind of walk you through how to do those evaluations and what days you want to do those evaluations. Well, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I'm going to take my weekends off on biking, right? And so I'm not going to do any evaluations on Saturday or Sunday other than my weekly evaluation of how I did throughout the week. And then again, I said I'd do this on 7 a.m. and June 14th. Save and continue. And now it's going to refresh, and there's my smarter goal. So I love this process. Now, once you get that process down, you can come in and quickly add a goal, and all of the steps are right here. So you can easily add it and do it a little quicker if you know where you're going already. But the problem is for those annual goals, for those big, hairy, audacious goals, my goodness, I don't know of a faster way to get down to the raw nuts and bolts of the goal. John, was that your experience as you went through it? Did you notice it took you through pretty quick, or what was your experience as you went through that?
Well, I'm not good with goals, and so I love the process because it made me think about the scope of the goal, and I had to tweak it and get it to a manageable state and one that I could actually do. And what I liked about it is that for me, I always used to set myself up for failure with goals, and with this one it didn't. It kept me at a reasonable I don't know how to say it, attainable goal.
John, wow, you just hit on something so important. Look, oftentimes we set these huge, hairy, audacious goals, which is what we're told to do. But then we find out along the path that, man, my will gets worn down and I realize how big that goal is, so we abandon the goal. And so this attainable piece is so important, and these range goal pieces are critical, and that changes goal setting. Because once I've done this two times a week, my goal's done. But now I can look to the long range, I can look to the higher range of my goal. I can say, hey, I think this week I can hit 5, I can be at the top end. And if we don't hit the 5, it's okay, because we're within our goal range. So I love that was a huge discovery for you. That can be the same thing with weight loss. That can be the same thing with, our triathlons for me. That's kind of what happened to me. I set this huge goal of I'm going to do a half Ironman, and I did the goal, but then I abandoned everything else because it took all of the energy out of me, so I didn't do anything for the next 2 years, right? So big goals can wreck us if we're not careful about it and thoughtful about it. John, I love that piece. John and Cammy, as you've gone through this, what was your experience with the SMART goal wizard?
Well, it took a lot longer than I thought. And of course, it was at first I felt kind of tedious because I had to go through each one on the range and spread out. It took the time to think about it because my goal wasn't something so easy as to monitor it like a physical activity or an exercise. It was more on, perfecting myself inwardly, and some goals there. So they're a little bit more harder to measure. And so it was a little frustrating for me to try to figure out, the details in the range, but we worked through it.
Yeah. No, it is. And oftentimes, on some of those, you're going to answer them no, right? What we found through my financial one. Well, does this have an intensity? Well, some might, but some financial goals probably don't. So in that case, we'll just select no, right? So the option is still there to drop that piece or not. But John, I love the way you described that too, because that was my experience, right? From day one, the problem is I didn't have the system to be able to go through and keep me on track. And so my will going just through the goal setting theory was lost. So having this in front of us is huge. Okay, Annie and the Evans, I want to come to you guys. Have you had experience with the Goal Wizard, or was this something that was kind of eye-opening and new to you tonight? Annie, go first, Annie.
Okay, so I'm trying to look at this from my phone.
Oh, yeah, so you can't quite see it?
Yeah, so I can't. So I did, I think, when did you put this on? Because my memory's not been very good the last 5 weeks either.
Yeah, no worries.
I did something with the goals, and this looks familiar, but I thought it was a little bit different.
Yeah, when we first launched Six Dimension, this was more of like a little worksheet, and it took you through Google Forms. And so that kind of our first SMART goal attempt. And then from that, now we've converted it to the full app. And this has been launched probably maybe a month now at the most.
Yeah. So it was the old one I did there. Yeah. And that's so, yeah, it looks nice. I'm thinking I need to attempt this from my iPad.
Awesome. Do it. Because that's what we're about at Six. We're about achieving goals. And if we can start plugging our goals into the My Goals app, and once this is achieved now, once we've marked this as achieved, now it populates over into our completed goals. Now we have a track record of, look at all the things that I've done while I've been a member of Six Dimension. That's pretty cool to be able to see that history of the goals you've achieved. Okay, Evans, I'm coming to you next. What do you like, or what do you think about this the process of the SMARTer goals and Goal Wizard?
Yeah, I love it. To be honest, I've only done it once. The hard thing for me, I think, is I'm not a computer person. We don't have one. We just have one computer that Braden uses, laptop, for school. So I actually just told Dad I wanted a paper copy of this, like a book, and he was shocked. But is that available?
A paper version?
Yeah, because I don't really have a computer, and I can't do it on my phone,
definitely.
Can I?
Yeah, we can definitely get you we could print this out and you could use it for sure. Now the reason I like it electronically is because all of a sudden it's pushing us to be able to do that a little bit better. But you're exactly right. We could definitely turn this into a paper version, and we would just print this screen, and now you'd have it.
But I do like that it really walks through all of the basics, because there are a lot of things that I don't think about. It's like, I want to travel the world, or I want to be skinny, or whatever else. And I feel like that really just helps you to nail down how you're going to do that.
Yeah, and making sure those tasks are aligned. Yeah, I love that piece. Look, this could be one of the things that you do. We just walked through earlier that when you get to this recommendation, for me, this might be one of my new ones. I talked about Phone Coach earlier, but we might want to jump into it, my account with somebody, and say, look, let me show you my goal. Pull up my goal. Here's what I'm trying to accomplish. Here is my reflection. Here's my goal. Here's the intensity and the duration, and look at this. Here's the other thing. Let me show you all the goals I've achieved in my time here with Six Dimension. This is incredible. Let's get you started. Let's use this Goal Wizard. It's so powerful. Let's just do a quick little goal that we can that you could accomplish in 2 weeks. What does that sound like? Anybody? Bueller?
Oh, you're looking for a suggestion?
The debut goal. Exactly right. That sounds like we're starting them on the process of their own debut goal. That's exactly right. Okay, so if we're trying to look at a goal that you want to accomplish in 2 weeks, look, we'll delete this after, but take a minute. Write some of your things in here. And let's now refine that to what your goal should be. And this won't matter to you too much, but that sounds like it's an intellect goal. And then we can save and continue and take them through that process. Look, here's what I'm suggesting. At Six Dimension, we commission for three things. What are those three things, Braden? You still with us?
Yeah, he's right here.
And what are those three things, Braden? What do we commission for?
He was just right over there. Can you read?
Commission for sales?
Six Dimension. We commission you because you're doing three things.
Well, first one is we sell, right?
Okay, you sell. Okay.
And then we help.
Help.
And then we teach.
And then you teach or train, right?
Right.
So that's the idea. Those are the things that we commission you for. And with tools like this, now you are empowered to help. You're empowered to help because it's systemized and it's right in front of you. And you can walk them through step by step to be able to help them accomplish their goals. And in 2 weeks, whether they become a member or not, if you continue to help them and in 2 weeks they achieve that goal, they're way more likely to be willing to become a member of Six Dimension because it helped them achieve this goal in such a short time. So that's why I love this new app, the way that this is done. Because yeah, for me, I'm going to use this probably the first 3 times I go through a goal setting session. And then after that, I'm great. I want to fly a little faster and I'm going to just open up and hit the plus sign and create my goal. But if we're walking somebody through, this empowers us to help them even more. So our goal is to give you more tools like this so that we can empower you to be able to accomplish the things that we commission you to do at Six Dimension. Okay, perfect. Look, take a minute. I didn't do this in our last one, and I should have, but we've now gone through 2 pieces. We went through the entrepreneurship, where we really talked about this call to action close and coming up with good recommendations that you can, if you're not ready to ask for the close, or if you know they're not ready to close, good recommendations that you can make for them to empower them and to help them get a little more connected. This would be one of those good recommendations. This coaching session, the goal wizard that we talked about, and you all had your own phone coach, different sessions, the high performance journal, all those pieces that we talked about, there's a whole bunch of them. Take a minute and reflect and write from that session earlier and from this piece that we just went over, the goals app, our opportunity meeting tonight, what connected with you? Take just 1 minute and then I'll ask just for a couple things that resonate with you. Okay, I know that was like 30 seconds. Keep writing if you're still writing. But John, I want to come to you first. As you're writing, take just a second to pause and then describe to us what one thing was for you tonight. What's one thing that resonated with you tonight?
Well, I missed the first half because I was in a traffic jam, but I was glad to be reminded about my goals because I've kind of drifted away from my focus on those. And there's a couple that that I want to do, but I haven't started because I haven't set my goals. So it's really I've already set a goal in my head that I want to have that go through the goal wizard and have that set up by before the weekend's over.
Awesome. That's a great action item. And I love that, you know, you had some great experience and there's other goals you want to plug in there and you want to get them in there. I love that. Great takeaway. I'm glad that connected with you, Jonna. Thanks for being on. Let's see, Annie, one thing that connected with you from our coaching tonight. Did we lose you? Okay, let's see. John, final thoughts to you then tonight.
Well, I'm a visual kind of a guy or a hands-on, so I love it when you put it up, the actual screen there that we can see about my goals, the smarter goal, and to actually walk through that. That helps me kind of solidify that so I can do that again for my second, third goal, and actually go back to my first goal that I did this a few weeks ago and just fine-tune that knowing a little bit more. So I appreciated that tonight, the demonstration you showed us.
Awesome. Great takeaway. And look, don't hesitate to pull your high performance journal up or your Achievement Hub up or your My Goals app up. Don't hesitate to pull those up for other people. Feel free to demo the products that we have. They don't need to come into this blind. So John, that was a great takeaway. Being a visual learner, other people you're working with are visual learners too, and they might need some of that same experience. Okay, perfect. Good to be with you. And we'll see you soon. Thanks so much. Have a great evening, and may the 4th be with you.
Good night, Cameron.
Bye. Thanks.
Good night. Thank you.
Thank you.
See you guys.